morning. 7:50 a.m. and all the traffic noise this morning. 7:50 a.m. on Monday, September the 19th, 2016. Talk like a pirate day. And just crack the DRM on Franson's new book. What a waste. Yeah. I don't have anything. Yesterday was one of those days where I went through the day and I got to the end of the day and I thought, what? It was pretty much a Zippo day. It was, I got the walk in, I had some breakfast. I'm not sure where the day went. Too much time looking at the internet. I need to write some reviews because Beer Reviewed is running out of reviews. Today is, I think today is the last Dave Higgins review. I've got two more on Fridays for Samantha Bryant. That's it. I'm going to write one for Wednesday this week. Probably write one for Wednesday next week. I need to go back and double check my Allied Powers post for Rocky Mountain Fiction Blog. That'll come out the first Friday in October. A few more days will be the equinox. I'll try to get out and get a sunrise picture on the equinox. I didn't go out this morning. I should have, because there's actually clouds. That would have been interesting at sunrise this morning. But at 6:45 I was barely awake. I had just a tiny bit of coffee in me. And I finished a cup before I came out. I have to go home and make breakfast. Oatmeal today. Stick to your ribs. Oatmeal and... I'm out of cranberries. I'll have to do raisins or something. Ah. really, I'm just sort of jumbling along. I'm not exactly sure what, how, why, what for. Sort of off balance. Good morning.
How are you?
Good, how are you? So I guess technically we only have a couple more days of summer. I feel like I'm wrapped in cotton wool. I got a good night's sleep last night. I went to bed early. I got up around 6. And while I charged up the coffee pot last night, I forgot to actually set the timer, so I had to wait for the coffee to brew this morning. We're just sort of catching up on email, being amused by Twitter and horrified by Twitter. Posted about today's peer reviewed. The sixth discipline. Actually posted it on Facebook. Facebook post got some traffic yesterday, or Friday. I don't know if it's significant. I put it in my public timeline, we'll see. I have to figure out what book I might review for Wednesday. I've read a lot of indie. The one I want to recommend is not one I want to recommend yet. It's a special case. It's a series, and I'm waiting to hear back from Mark Stevens, who's the the driving force behind the project. I read a book called Asphalt Warrior. I don't know if I mentioned it yet. By Gary Riley. And it's that's good. No, it's not right. It's amazing. It's contemporary fiction. It's humor. Month Post. It's probably best described as litfic, so it's going to limit its market. But as noir, as humor, it's amazing. Good morning. I don't want to recommend it yet because it needs some work. The layout is it's not horrible, but it's pretty bad. Paragraphs ending in the middle of a sentence only to pick up on the next paragraph without even a capitalization. Which makes the reading choppy in places. If it was like once in a while, that would be one thing, but you'll find two or three of them in a row in paragraphs that break in the wrong place. After a while, it gets irritating. There's also, I think, 7 books in the Asphalt Warrior series. There's 2 books in the brown cover, private, whatever his name is, series that I haven't read yet. But on Amazon, they're not showing as a series. On Amazon, they're not showing all of the books in the series. They'll tell you book 7 is book 7, but they won't tell you what book 5 is, or book 6 is, or maybe it's book 3. They certainly don't tell you that Asphalt Warrior is book 1. And I've had some email exchanges with Mark over the weekend. He's away at a convention this weekend, so couldn't really get too much going. But we should be able to get those cleared up. And I'll review it then, because the book Asphalt Warrior is staggering. I want to get into the next book, but I've got a bunch of other things that I picked up from Rocky Mountain Fiction Writers that I want to read. Somebody that I've been chatting with online for quite a while on the Rocky Mountain Fiction Writers iPal Facebook group is Sean McGuire, who is a fantasy author. I think she's mostly categorizes herself as YA, which is her choice. But I picked up a copy of her 3-book set, Wishmakers. And the first chapter was like, really? Why? Are we sure? Second chapter was, well, maybe. Third chapter. Okay, this could be fun. We'll see how it goes. I'm enjoying it. Setup is a little I was going to say cliches and then back off from that, but no, I think that's the right word. I think cliche. I think it's good. Sean McGuire. S-H-A-W-N. Wishmakers. The three-book set was, I don't know, it was 99 cents, or I got it on a freebie or something. I don't remember now. It's just, I think it showed up in one of the ads. One of the ad blasts from somebody, BookBub, BookGorilla, one of those. And I recognized the name, grabbed the book. Just to see. That's pretty good. That's pretty good. Maybe I'll, if I get through that, I'll write it up. I've been reading romance. I've been reading the Bourbon Springs romance series, and I can't think of the woman's name now. Sarah Brashkiel or Sandra B. Something. I don't know. It's a little formulaic. It's a little. Predictable, but I'm in spite of that, I'm enjoying them, and unfortunately now I want to drink bourbon. Well, this looks like fun. Two guys digging a hole with a shovel, with a collection of shovels, actually, I should be fair. Oh, what a morning. It is lovely. It is lovely. I'm wearing my woolly shirt this morning just because I didn't really believe it was only 58 degrees or nearly 60 degrees to look at it from the other way. And that with the sun not up, it was going to be too chilly to walk in a t-shirt. It probably would have been. But I probably could have used something a little lighter than fleece pullover. Yeah, yeah. It was also pretty windy when I started out. The wind seems to have died down. Seems to have gone away. Blown itself out. Run, little Robin. Robin running away from me with a worm in its mouth. I'm not breaking any land speed records today. Probably not even going to get in under 20 minutes today. Well, I might. If I walk fast and talk fast. 1937. Because actually I am... Well, I'm almost... at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.